Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Have you ever heard someone say, "My mind's made up, don't confuse me with the facts"? Probably not. It's more of an attitude than a spoken phrase, but spoken or not, it exists, and sometimes in some surprising places. We might expect that attitude from an uninformed, stubborn individual, but what happens when it comes from powerful governmental entities that control huge budgets coupled with the power to legally enforce their position? It happens more often than we would like to admit, and a perfect example came to light at a conference that I recently attended. The topic was gender transition procedures on minors, and the speakers were doctors and researchers from outside the United States, mainly from Europe. As we've debated these policies over the past decade, the prevailing attitude from the medical community has always been, "We're the doctors, or the Montana Medical Association, or the Montana Nurses Association, and we know better than the parents, policymakers, or small number of medical professionals willing to question the accepted norm." The problem is, might doesn't make right, and there's not always truth in numbers. The good news is, truth is beginning to prevail, as it usually does given enough time. For years, the medical community marched lockstep when it came to treating gender dysphoria. They said that puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and irreversible surgery helped more than harmed, even in the case of young children. They pointed to an outdated study that used a flawed methodology and a small sample size as proof for their claims. Now, thankfully, large peer-reviewed studies are being conducted, mainly in Europe, and they're finding just the opposite. Children suffering from legitimate gender dysphoria need counseling, not surgery. As a result, gender transition procedures on minors are being banned by governments across Europe, leaving the United States and Canada as the two nations still promoting these dangerous procedures. As the Biden administration continues to push policies that force schools and hospitals to participate in so-called gender-affirming care, Americans armed with solid European studies are beginning to push back. Parents are angry at schools that allow boys to enter girls' restrooms and locker rooms and to play on girls' sports teams. More than half the states have now banned these types of policies. Montana has passed strong legislation to protect girls and minors from adults that would harm them, to push a political agenda, or for a profit motive. The Biden administration directives have been challenged in multiple lawsuits, and this week we got a win. In a lawsuit filed by Texas and Montana, a federal judge blocked implementation of a Biden directive that forced any hospital receiving federal funding to perform gender transition surgeries. The original ruling only applied to Texas and Montana, but this week, the judge expanded the ruling to include hospitals nationwide. Hopefully, this is just the beginning as we join Europe in reversing course on this dangerous ideology that has permanently damaged so many children. It's a poignant reminder that doctors should think for themselves and not bow to coercion from captured medical associations or agenda-driven bureaucrats. Only then will children struggling with things like gender dysphoria receive care that helps rather than harms. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.